On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Victoria 24, Johannesburg 22, Emalahleni 20.
It was a big crash. The N12 East crash before the Reading interchange. It's a multi-vehicle crash, guys, and there's very heavy traffic. Also got a stationary vehicle on the N1 North after Olifantsfontein Road.
The National Union of Metalworkers of South Africa has called on the employers in the automotive sector to reconsider their offer following the wage hike deadlock. The union is demanding a 7% hike in the next 3 years, while the auto industry proposed a 6.5% increase for the first year and 5% for the following 2 years. Here's NUMSA Secretary General Irvin Jim.
However, we do not agree that employers must be allowed to adopt a completely unfair position against workers who are the producers of wealth and want to use the current CPI as the determining and dictating factor on what becomes a percentage increase for workers in the three-year agreement.
A group of informal traders challenging Johannesburg municipal bylaws are back in the High Court today. This as the city responds to their urgent application. Anasasi Mohobu has more.
Hundreds of supporters have gathered outside the court. The ANC in support of Mayor Dada Morero, while the EFF is supporting the informal traders alongside the Social Economic Rights Institute. Today's hearing follows a postponement earlier this week after the city asked for more time to prepare its case, citing the involvement of several departments, including economic development. The city maintains that street trading must operate within a regulated framework to prevent disorder and illegal activity in the CBD. However, the city representing the traders say more than 800 traders have been affected by the city's enforcement operations. Anastasia Mohobu for Jacaranda Newswatch at the High Court in Johannesburg.
In other news, Parliament's watchdog, SCOPA, has voted to subpoena former Road Accident Fund CEO Collins Letswalo. SCOPA believes Letswalo's testimony is crucial to understanding the challenges faced by the accident fund over the past 5 years. The parliamentary plenary, meanwhile, has called for a complete ban on gambling ads across digital platforms and billboards. In today's session, the committee examined potential solutions. This was prompted by the National Gambling Board's 2024 and 2025 annual report, which revealed that the country spent over 1.5 trillion rand on gambling activities alone. Now for a look at news abroad, Hurricane Melissa has killed at least 49 people. This figure is, however, expected to rise as search and rescue operations continue in the Caribbean. Hundreds of demonstrators in Tanzania have squared off with police in Dar es Salaam for a third day of protests. This follows the disrupted and chaotic elections. And finally, someone has been a millionaire for nearly a year, but they just don't know it. The lotto operator says 2.2 million rand jackpot prize from November last year still not being claimed. Ituba says the prize is from the 12 November 2024 draw. The winning ticket was bought at one of the shops at Mayfair Square here in Johannesburg. I'm Chanel September. That's a wrap of your big stories at lunchtime. More news at 2.